Welcome back to Cozy Moon Podcast. My name is Shan. It is me. This season 21. I'm so happy it's fall because that heat. Well, I hope you guys had a great summer. We're back. And this season, I'm focusing on American children and that education system and what needs to change and what needs to improve and what we're missing and what we don't need in order for these kids to excel and be where they need to be. Right? Right. And that is why you are here, because you feel the same way I do too. I hope you guys enjoy the season. My name is Chantal. I am the mom of the girls. And don't forget to check out shambipodden.com. All right, let's get into it. Welcome back to Cozy Moon Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mom of the girls. This is episode 4, Basic Math Skills Being Overlooked. Now, we use math every day. What kind of math? Now, that needs to be explained. But we use math every single day. And I'm going to keep it all the way 1,000 with y'all. Math has never been a fun subject for me. The struggle, the tears on the homework, the way I drew around the border of tests and refused to try because I was fed up with being disappointed in the fact that I felt like I understood it all to get the wrong answer. Sometimes I didn't even put my name on the paper. The teacher just knew Shan's is going to be the one with drawing on it. I even remember my mom getting me a tutor in high school for like all the algebra and the chemistry math that I just did not get. That was the last hope. So now on social media, I get to see how different countries do math differently, how they calculate things differently, how they figure out how many times something gets divided into another number visually that I wasn't getting in the classroom, right? And it would have helped me for so many years if the teachers would explore a different way of teaching the same thing, right? Because all students do not learn the same. And now I work with adults who cannot figure out balances, charges, or divide the basics. It's highly frustrating, and to think for other adults that might be in a pay bracket higher than me who cannot do the basic math skills that are needed in order to be in certain accounts is a problem. So, listen, kids have to understand the basics or every grade higher will be harder for them.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
And that's what I want to talk about today. Welcome to Cozy Moon Podcast. The understanding of number patterns will be a good foundation to make mental math easier. Visualizing and seeing how numbers relate to each other is something that's going to help your child understand math a little better. Do activities with them that include counting, adding up totals at a store, or they can count the produce, or they can see how much the produce weighs. They can know what the abbreviation for pounds is. There's so many things that you can teach your child in the grocery store while they're shopping with you. You do not have to wait until they get a pencil and paper and a math question to teach them math. When it comes to mental math, it's lacking because so many kids have devices. I remember in school, they thought the calculator was going to be the problem in the classroom. Now it's everything. Your watch, your phone, your tablet, your computer. Calculators used to be a teacher's class enemy, but now it's smartphones and devices. And the way you can fake like you know what you're doing is crazy. There's so many websites when it comes to math that'll do the work for you. And when I say do the work, I mean you just punch in the problem and they break down how you solve that problem. A lot of people learn from seeing how something is solved step by step, but a lot of people need to have that step by step talk through with them for them to get it. And so every child doesn't learn the same way. You will only cheat yourself if you look for the answer all the time. A lot of kids can probably figure out the answer, but a lot of kids struggle with communicating with a teacher or a parent on how they got their answer. And most of the time, kids today, they don't even get homework. So you don't know how your child is doing in class day by day unless they tell you or the teacher has something to tell you. And the teacher is not going to tell you every little thing about your child on a daily basis. You're going to have to ask.
A BetterHelp ad. Lewis Capaldi partnered with BetterHelp to get word out about how important therapy can be.
Or I struggle most weeks to like get up, get myself up and ready and go to therapy or, you know, whatever. Like even like to open the laptop to talk to my therapist sometimes can be really difficult. But I do it because I realise how important it is for me to continue to feel good. Because like, I felt the best I've felt in a long time through therapy.
Learn more about online therapy at betterhelp.com.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Specific questions about your child in that classroom. You need to make sure your kids get what they need to understand now when it comes to math and solutions, because if they don't get it in third grade, in fourth grade, they're going to struggle because they needed the basics from third grade. Fifth grade, same thing. If they didn't understand third and fourth grade, fifth grade, they're going to be lost. Okay. And so with a school system that's always passing kids who were failing, you know, based upon age, we're going to run into some issues, okay? Mentally, I don't see numbers. I see pictures and things to create, not facts, okay? Facts require remembering rules, okay? And math requires you to remember rules for numbers and how a process works. So ask your children more mental math questions in the situation. For instance, how long till the rice is ready if it takes 20 minutes to cook and it's been cooking for 6 minutes? In their mind, they should be processing how they're going to figure out how many minutes are left. Left is a key word. The key word means you would subtract. So you would subtract 6 minutes from 20 minutes, because that's a total amount of minutes needed to cook. And that would be your answer. Or you can say, I have $25 and I need apples that are $5 and I need $4 for the gallon of milk. How much money would I have left? In a store setting, especially if your child has siblings, that's a great mind puzzle for them to figure out. When it comes to cooking, you could let them measure ingredients. When it comes to, you know, maybe you're going to the hardware store, you could have them measure the window and tell you how long it is in inches or centimeters. A kid's understanding of length, weight, and volume is a basic. And they don't have to wait till they get to geometry to know what that is or understand what that is. We deal with that in everyday life. We just have to include kids into the process. Reinforce it in practical ways, because every child is not going to learn through a book and paper. When it comes to shapes, angles, and size, ask them how do they visualize areas, okay? Use Legos and blocks. Create obstacles and let them estimate what would it look like. How much space would they need? When it comes to patterns and recognition, can they tell a pattern in objects? Give them a sequence of numbers and have them figure out what the next number is. For instance, you have 2, 4, 6, okay? So each number is going up by 2. If they add 2 more to that 6, what's the next number? They should be able to figure that out. If they have another number, 3, 6, 9, that's the sequence. What's the next number? They should notice that every number in the sequence have been going up by 3. So they should be able to figure out what the fourth number is going to be. If they have a sequence that's ADA blank A, the sequence has always been ADA. So I can assume that the next letter is going to be DA because that's been the pattern. The analytical skills are within that, okay? And analytical skills is something that they're going to use throughout life, okay? So that's something that you should be introducing to your child on a weekly basis at least. Now, what can parents do to improve? Put math in your everyday routine, real life math, the grocery store, getting gas, measuring things, cooking. Do the math with their kids. Talk it out in steps, encourage them to try, and ask for help and resources from other people and other places. You always have good websites like Khan Academy. That's a good website. Calculatorsoup.com. Divisible.info, math.com, and www.ixl.com. A lot of websites will walk you through step by step on how you solve certain problems. A lot of websites have a digital calculator on the website, so you can put in the problem, even if it's like a square root, and they'll show you all the work. And there is nothing wrong with not being able to understand math. But there is something totally wrong with not being able to ask for the help. Talk to your kids about how they feel while doing the math and remind them that it's not about perfection. And even though I sucked in math in elementary school, middle school, high school, and college, I still graduated. I still made it out. I still have a bachelor's degree. It's not the end of the world, okay? But you do have to try. And that's what I want a lot of kids to get from this. You're not allowed to sit in classrooms on a daily basis, 5 times a week, and not try. Because if you don't try, you're not failing your parents. You're not failing that teacher. You're failing yourself. All right? My name is Shan, and thank you so much for checking out this episode. See you again. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you would like to help support the podcast, please share it with others. Post about it on your social media and leave a review and rating. To catch the latest from me, you can check out shambipodden.com or follow me on Instagram and Twitter at shambipodden. Thanks again for listening, and I hope you listen next time. Peace. Hi,